studs. 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 Studs.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway Studs and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman, man. Look at you, dude.
Timmy Conway Jr., look at you, man. I said it, man.
All right, before we start today,
yeah,
I have a special request.
No, I'm not gonna do Louis Anderson.
Ah, hell. Hell ass.
Ah, hell ass.
No, here it is, all right? It's only going to take a minute, and maybe somebody else out there will benefit from this.
Oh.
From my observation.
Oh, okay. Well, this is intriguing. I think you should fire away.
I just returned from the men's room.
Oh.
And somebody was sitting a spell in there, if you know what I mean. And that person needs a radical adjustment in their diet.
Oh, I don't really want to talk about this.
I don't know if they've reached their mid-40s or 50s and have been in complete denial as to what foods affect them in a negative way.
Did you see who it was?
I did not see who it was.
Did you see?
I tried to put my nose in my shirt and use that as a I think that's a placebo, though, right?
A placebo?
You put your nose up on your... You know.
Well, no, it's that'd be something different, but...
But I don't think it works. That's what I'm saying.
Right, right. Did you see the footwear of the person?
No, I did not.
You didn't get down there and look at the shoes?
But whoever it is needs to pay more attention to what they're eating on a couple of different levels. I'm not sure whether it's a lactose problem.
Could be.
I'm not sure whether they're allergic to garlic. I'm not sure whether it's spicy food. Whatever it is,
but this
more attention has to be paid to the intake. Because the outgoing message is no buenos dias.
So you're saying the conflation of all of these food types has created some sort of problem.
I don't know whether it's divorce, whether it's problems at home, where the nerves are acting up. I don't know what it is. But whatever it is, that gentleman has to drive home tonight and think. Think about it. Because it's starting to affect me in a negative way.
Yeah. Do you think that, well, he doesn't know that?
He knows.
Oh, he does.
He knows.
What did you say?
We all know.
What did you say?
Whoa.
Oh, God.
I like to verbalize it once in a while because that gets people on the path to recovery.
So you went?
I walked in and went, what the F? Jesus Christ.
And how long did you stay in the restroom?
I split. I went to the women's room. I ran into Gina there. Sorry, Gina. Sorry, man. I was going to sit in that
But
restroom.
Gina didn't have, there were no...
She was just leaving. She was washing her hands.
Yeah, being very good.
All right. The ratings are in, and we doubled our audience size from the last book, everybody.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. Absolutely. The ratings have doubled, so we'd like to thank each and every one of you by name.
Why would I be the only one clapping here? There's a lot of people, a lot of microphones.
I'd like to thank each and every one of you by name, starting with Brian Whitman here.
Oh, thank you.
Gina Grad, ladies first. Jerry Wachowski. Randy Wang.
Excuse me? What? You said me first, and then you said ladies first.
I said I'd like to thank you, and then ladies first, introducing the three of them.
Well, I'm sensitive.
Because, see, I think there should be a hierarchy on this show.
There isn't.
And there's not.
It's communism, as you've said.
It is communism here. Jerry Wachowski will come up and grab Brian's hair like he'll grab Randy's hair.
Right, and he'll start playing with my hair and pulling my hair out.
And Sam Simon, who's the producer of The Simpsons, noticed him doing that and said to Brian, why is he allowed to do that?
And I said, because I have no control over him.
Oh. All right, so anyway, congratulations, Manny. Thank you for your help in there, buddy,
Manny,
with all the prizes, the
Manny
prize king.
Carrillo, the third man who has a talent. Ladies?
Yeah, it changes.
If you want to be treated to a one-man show.
Now, see, I don't think that that's true. I think he's desperately seeking attention. The guy changes his haircut
every
2 hours.
He can do it, I think.
He goes out at noon and comes back with a new hairdo.
Manny, you can do it, right?
All right.
I can do it.
Let's put it. I'm not going to tell you what he can do, but I think a lot of people have seen dogs do it.
Well, not really, because what he does is far beyond what the average canine does. And all I'm going to say is, if ladies, if you're in the mood for a one-man show where you don't have to do anything, you just watch, man is your dude.
All right, please.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, I'd like to thank Rich Berner here at the station.
We should all clap, and the mic should be on, Jerry, you retard.
Mike Olson as well.
Mike Olson. Johnny Effin Sowin, man.
Ron Lipkin, like to thank that young man.
Yes, God bless Ron Lipkin. Godspeed.
Are we missing anybody here? Cajal?
Yeah.
Of course, from the Street Squad, Eris.
Eris and Adam Macadocious. And our general manager, Bob Goddamn Moore.
Rockin'.
Yes. Didn't he leave you a message a while back?
Yes, he left me a message about 2 years ago, and I saved the message because the message was so great. And I think we have it in the audio vault somewhere. It went like this. Beep. Hi, Brian. It's Bob Moore. Pretend I'm your boss and call me back. Beep. So I kept that. But to also want to thank Jack Silver, our program director, who, you know, he and I, of course, have at the think tank, we butted heads a bit. But I must congratulate him on his achievement here. The station saw unbelievable ratings growth.
Oh, Ryan, it's Bob Moore. Pretend like I'm your boss and call me back.
That was early on in your career here, huh?
Yeah, Ryan, it's Bob Moore. Yeah, let me borrow that shirt. Oh, what a lovely shirt.
All right. I'd also like to thank Lynn Duke and all the engineers here.
Yeah, man. What makes you think
especially
it was...
Especially the engineers who are not threatening the President of the United States.
Yes. What makes you think it was my... it was early on in my career?
Because... you said it's 2 years ago.
You've only been here two and a half years.
That's
right. I did say that. Yeah. And Bob sounds a little bit younger.
Yes. But I'm sure I'd like to thank everybody in sales as well.
Oh, the sales department, please. These people have been so good to us. I mean, Missy Wilson. Missy!
And also Anita over there.
Oh, Anita Dominguez, who is just the greatest of all time. You know, I've known her since I'm about 16 or 17 years old.
Tracy in sales.
Yep.
Chris in Solanas. Ryan in Solanas.
Matt McNee.
Mike McNee, close.
Oh, what did I say, Matt?
Yeah.
Michael McNee.
Cal Saul over there.
I love Cal Saul. He hooked me up with
Kelly Smith.
Kelly Smith. Sarah Anderson.
Sarah, yeah, you bet. Are we missing anybody over there? I'm sure we are.
We are missing a lot. Amber.
Eric Schleck.
Amber, the new account executive, Amber.
Dara. Who else over there? Oh, Brett, yeah, absolutely. Brett, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
What about Tracy?
We mentioned Tracy.
Oh, sorry.
We did, yeah. It's 97.1 FM.
Yeah, it's just that Gina's in love with Tracy, so that's all she says all the time. What about Tracy? What about Tracy?
I know that.
What about Tracy?
You know what Gina really wants to do? Tracy. Because when Tracy comes here, Tracy's terrific. Tracy's an account executive at 97.1. She often brings food from some of our many advertisers, and she'll bring, like, pasta from Pomodoro, and she brings some wine to enjoy with the pasta. And I get the feeling that if invited back to Casa de Tracy with a couple of bottles of wine – and maybe a little bruschetta, and maybe a pasta dish, I believe Gina would accept that invitation and would go to Tracy's house and would get it.
Yes. All right. I'd also like to thank Rob Frazier, everybody. Done a lot of great work for us. And, of course, Dave Severino.
Yes. Sev.
The great advertisers who are specifically on this show, Dave Harden and Covenant Mortgage.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Let me give a big shout out to my man, the Top Gun DUI defense attorney, Miles L. Berman at 888-4-TOP-GUN.
Also, Jacob M. Ronnie, great attorney, and Jacob M. Ronnie. Dr. Saporin. Rosbrook.
Yeah, be a man. I'd like to thank Louie Anderson, who I co-host Casino Talk with every Sunday.
I think we're going too far back. All right, folks, this is Southern California. And again, we've doubled our ratings over the last book. But I've got a question for the audience. All right. And maybe you guys can help us out.
Yeah.
Is it just me, or is Southern California home to the most?
Hmm.
Sorry. Didn't zip my pants.
That's okay.
Is that
what that was?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Is Southern California... Well, I saw Manny looking at me. I didn't want him to...
I thought it was the results of some surgical procedure.
Nah, get out of here, dude. Is Southern California home to the most insecure people on the planet?
It might be.
Isn't it?
It might be, and I might be one of them.
And what is driving this insecurity? Let me give you a couple of samples of it, okay? Mm-hmm. When you go to another town, you go up to Seattle, Portland, you're in Miami, you're in Pittsburgh, you're in Akron, you're in St. Louis,
yeah,
right?
Any of the number of other cities that Conway mentions regularly where he believes real life exists.
Because I think that's true.
Tim believes that this is not real life. He believes real life is in Akron. Real life is in Des Moines.
Pittsburgh, Cleveland,
Pittsburgh,
Detroit.
Chagrin Falls.
Chicago.
Yeah, that's,
you bet.
Well, Chicago's a big city. But
that's where real life happens.
All right.
And I'll tell you why. When you go to any of these other cities and you go to a doctor, right? The doctors are all like very secure with themselves. They never trash another doctor.
No, they will not. It's
out here, you get lunatics like doctors trashing each other.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You get psychiatrists trashing other psychiatrists. Everybody is so effing insecure in Southern California.
That's why people have said for years, Conway, that it's so difficult. Like if you have a problem with a doctor, it's so difficult to file a lawsuit against that doctor because, like with the police department back in New York, it's that blue wall of silence where a police officer will never rat on another cop. And a doctor will never rat out another doctor. Same with lawyers. Lawyers will never rat out another lawyer.
But you run into guys here in Southern California, and they use terms that guys from the rest of the country don't use.
Such as?
I'm not going to say who did this and what happened this weekend, but I played in that poker tournament, the Commerce Casino.
How'd that go?
Very well. Celebrity poker tournament. I started at 7 o'clock. I was out by 7:45. Thank you.
Warple. Did you and Jerry...
I tripled up my money, but I couldn't go back Sunday anyway, so I just played it very loose. I just kept pushing in, and I got tossed out.
Did you and Jerry walk down the red carpet, as you had indicated?
No, but Jerry did very well. He stayed till the second day. He went back the second day and then got his ass handed to
did
him.
Did you get the War and Peace... 9-page email from Jerry explaining his experience at the World
Series. Yes, I did. Yeah, I didn't read the whole thing.
Did you delete it as I did?
I didn't read it. All right. So Los Angeles in particular. I'm not talking about Orange County, Santa Barbara, or Ventura, Corona.
L.A.
I'm talking Los Angeles is the home of the most insecure people on the planet, and I want to know why. Everybody you run into acts like a schoolgirl. Everybody is so gossipy in this town.
Yeah, a lot of...
I might be victim of it, too, once in a while. Well, but I don't like to be.
No.
I always avoid. Like when Malibu Dan used to say to me...
You fight it.
He goes, dude, he goes, I got some great station gossip for you. And I said, all right, tell somebody else. Because I can't process at all.
Right.
Everybody tells me everything that they heard as a rumor... then I'd be listening to lunatics all day.
Right, and indeed.
And that's usually what happens.
When working in radio, you do find yourself listening to lunatics all day long.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, why do you think it is, and don't call us up and say it's not, because it is. We've locked that off. But why is Los Angeles home of the most insecure men and women on the planet?
Do you think, my friend Tim Conway Jr., it has something to do with the entertainment industry, show business aspect of this community?
I imagine it does, but then again, there are a lot of people who are not in show business who are radically insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is, it tears at you after a while.
Yeah.
You know, neighbors talking about other neighbors poorly, and everybody's trashing each other behind their backs. I mean, it's just really a real odd feeling.
Yeah, got it.
All right, here are the phone numbers. Why is Los Angeles home of the most insecure MFers on the planet?
Mm-hmm.
520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I don't know what it is. I was born and raised here, and I've seen an absolute trend towards this. And I'm not sure whether it's other people who are born and raised here insecure, people who come in from other parts of the world. But when you come here, maybe it's because Los Angeles is the last stop for a lot of people. You know, maybe they went to acting school in Wyoming and then got a job in Las Vegas, and then they're going to go make it big. And they take another job in San Francisco. They finally come to L.A., and L.A.'s going to be it. L.A.'s going to be the place where they make it. They're going to make it. They're going to make it. They're going to do anything to make it. And then when they don't, the depression sets in. But while you're trying to make it in Hollywood, you got to backstab and talk trash about somebody.
You really do. And it happened. And you see good people. See, L.A., if you want to see good people go bad, live in Los Angeles.
Right.
If you want to see good people from other parts of the country, well-intentioned people who were brought up right by decent parents, if you want to see them go bad, when I say go bad, I mean the backstabbing, I mean the, you know, negative talk about their coworkers. If you want to see that, you come to L.A. because they do it. When they realize their back is against the wall and they have no choice but to backstab an otherwise friend to get up the ladder a peg, they'll do it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's not enough for somebody to do well in Los Angeles. They also have to see their friends fail. And you see that a lot. You see that happen all the time. When, you know, somebody says, hey, I just got a job on Hogan's Heroes. They don't?
No, that's not in production anymore.
No. All right, let's say somebody got a job on CSI Miami.
Good reference.
And people go, oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Congratulations. That's awesome. I'm going to watch. I hope you do very well. And then that person leaves and they go, you know what? I bet I'd be better at that part than that schmuck.
And you know it's an interesting area to pursue?
That part was written for me.
You know it's
an that term that people use, these actors, that part was written for me.
You know it's an interesting area to pursue, Tim? Roommate situations. When one roommate comes home, and usually it's chicks, and a lot of times it's guys. I think we've talked to guys who have been in this situation, and they say, you're not going to believe it. I got the job. All they want is a hug and maybe a glass of wine and a nice dinner of congratulations from their roommate, but the roommate is harboring resentment, and when two people come to L.A. together, and they're struggling together, and one of them makes it. I have seen, in my personal experience, it's difficult for the roommate who didn't make it to be happy for the roommate who did make it.
Yeah, well, that's why Jerry and I don't live together anymore.
Yeah.
He couldn't take it. Man couldn't take it anymore.
He couldn't take your runaway success.
I moved up. I stayed down there with the cards. All right. How come L.A. has the most insecure people on the planet? Let's talk to Phil in Santa Fe Springs. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
I think it's just because of that. You know, there's so many people in L.A. Like, you can't. It's literally impossible to live by yourself anymore.
Well, I think you're onto something there. I don't think there's too many people here because in New York, the same thing happens where there's millions and millions of people living on top of each other.
Right.
But in New York, there's almost sort of a I've got your back mentality that I've seen back there. And
right.
It's reflected in like the police department and the fire department.
Yes.
And you don't really see that in Los Angeles.
Well, in the fire and police department you do.
Well, not as much as you see it back east.
Okay.
I mean, when you know that when an officer is killed in the line of duty in New York, and from what I understand, the benefits grossly outweigh the benefits that if you're an LAPD officer.
No, I know that for a fact.
So I think that I don't think that's a good example. But I think the guy's onto something. There may not be too many people here, but there may be too many people here not doing anything. Now, if you go to a mall in Missouri, or no, you're from Kansas, right, Gina? You're from Kansas City, baby?
Yes, you went to the University of Kansas.
Right. Kansas, right? But you're born and raised there.
Well, you got a vocal degree, right?
Yeah, I wasn't born there, but I was raised there.
Okay. No, so you spent some time in Kansas.
Yeah, a long time.
If you went to, let's say at 2 o'clock, you went to the mall.
Uh-huh.
From what I understand, I remember in Cleveland, you go to the mall at 2 o'clock, it's empty.
Completely empty.
No.
Because people are working.
Or it's all kids. It's all kids or it's empty.
It's empty.
Right. But you go to the Beverly Center at 2 o'clock, And it's packed.
Yeah, it's like the day, you know, right before Christmas.
Yeah, it is amazing. Nobody really has anything to do out here.
No, the truth is, if you go to like the Beverly...
And that breeds insecurity.
If you ever wanted to meet the greatest screenwriters of our time, go to the Beverly Center at like 2 p.m. They're just hanging around the food court with that laptop trying to pound out another Academy Award-winning classic.
All right, Robert in Mid-Wilshire, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, dude.
Congratulations on your rating.
Thank you, sir.
But I actually think, there's way too many women out there, and there's way too many gay guys, and that makes everybody insecure about talking about everybody, you know?
Oh, is that right? Why do you think the gay guys are a source of it?
I just think they're always, they're just like women, you know, just always talking.
All right. Well, then, that's his opinion.
And we did ask for opinions.
Yeah. I have a couple of gay friends. I'm not sure that they like to talk more than my straight friends.
Oh, really?
Let's see here.
Oh, no, I can call this one. I have a few gay friends who do like to talk more than straight friends. Yes, that is definitely true in my experience.
Well, the couple of, let me see. No, that guy doesn't. Well, there's a couple of gay friends, or guys I know who are gay, and I'm not sure if they are or not. They say they are, but I don't know.
You think they might be lying to you?
No, I don't know. I mean, listen, I have the worst
gaydar
on the planet. I hate that effing term. But I have the worst ability to tell if a guy is gay. Right. On the planet.
The term for that is gator.
I can't stand the term.
I know, but you shouldn't hate it.
But I do hate it. But unless I see a guy, you know, hitting it with another dude,
you're not convinced.
He's a straight guy.
Okay. So you're not convinced until
I got to actually see it.
Right. Okay, you got to see an act.
Right. Like I have a friend of mine who's a single guy. He tells me he's gay. I've never seen him with another guy, so I'm not sure if he is.
Right, so he might. Right, so you're holding on to hope that he's hetero.
No, I don't know if he is or not. I don't care if he is either way. I just never seen him, have sex with another guy. So
but,
I don't know.
But the day you open up a door and see him spread eagled,
there it is, right there. All right, why is Los Angeles home of the most insecure people on the planet? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Los Angeles, a lot of insecure dudes and chicks rolling around here, so you got to watch yourself. You got to watch that back of yours. Someone's going to put a knife in it.
And Tim and I are here. Excuse me. Tim and I are here to buttress your self-esteem.
Yeah.
Make you feel better about yourself.
All right, why is everyone so insecure in Los Angeles? Chris in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
All right, what do you got?
Well, listen, I work for the city of West Hollywood, and what I've noticed just from being out and about here is that everyone has something that somebody wants. And I think it causes a problem with their security because they're striving and they're pressing to get that, whatever it is, whether it be a car or a house or a pair of boots, you know, whatever the case is.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. When people drive in from the valley to the city, if you're going to take Laurel Canyon, Benedict Canyon, or Coldwater Canyon, you're going to pass houses on the way to work and on the way to home from work every day that you can never afford.
Right.
And I think you're right. You're stuck in traffic. You're going over Coldwater, and you look to your left and you go, "Oh, I bet that house is worth about $10 million." You look on your right and you go, "Oh, I bet that one's worth about $16 million."
Right.
I'll never have one of those. I'll never have one of those. And you go through that torture chamber every morning.
Right. If you allow yourself to.
Well, you just do. You naturally do. You sit there. You listen to the radio, and you're like, "Wait a minute. There's a lot of crap around here. I can't afford. There's a $100,000 Mercedes in front of me." There's a Land Rover that's worth about $85,000 behind me. A house over there that's worth a lot. You know, it's a tennis court. I can see the guy's backyard. He's got a big pool in there. And what have I got? I got nothing. That's what you do all day long.
So you think it breeds insecurity?
I think it does. It absolutely does. All right, let's talk to Earl in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, man, how you doing today?
All right, what's up, man?
Hi, Earl.
How you guys doing? Hey, how you doing today?
Good.
Well, I would say because a lot of people out here, I would say about 90% of the population out here in Los Angeles is really good-looking, especially the women or whatever.
Thank you.
And I think a lot of people strive for that perfection, because it's the entertainment industry and everybody wants to look good. They think that's what's going to get them that edge to get the job or something like that.
Right. Now, I think you're onto something as well, because I don't know if you've seen this in it's not Save-On anymore. It's, what is it?
CVS or
CVS
Rite Aid?
Or Longs. You see the makeup aisles, they're like five deep. There's like five of them. And there's always like one for guys. There's shaving cream, men's hairspray, and deodorant.
Right.
And it's all on like two shelves.
And some razors.
But women have like five different aisles to walk down. And then they've got these big stores. Hey, Gina, what's the big store that sells just cosmetics? Is it Sephora or
Sephora?
Sephora. I mean, they only sell cosmetics,
right?
By the
way, I think they only sell perfume.
No, Brian.
Oh, really? Okay.
They sell Stila, Smashbox, Hard Candy, Cargo, so many.
Maybelline?
Bobby Brown? No. There's a cosmetic company, sort of a step down, called Ulta.
Maybelline.
That sells all the, like, CoverGirl, Revlon, Maybelline. But Sephora is, like, a cut above.
Oh, but Sephora has their own stores, and that's all it is. That's all they sell.
Yeah, makeup and
fragrances. And it's huge.
It's
the size of a sporting goods store when I grew up.
Yep.
It's like Big Five.
Big store.
it's the Big Five for beauty. But anyway, so I think this guy's onto something here. That these women are constantly under pressure by a-holes like you and I to look better and look younger.
Right. And on the flip side, guys like you and me, under no pressure to like look better.
Well, obviously, look at us.
For them.
Phil in Northridge, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How come everybody's so insecure around here, dude?
Well, like that other guy said, he was saying how like people are just insecure because like everyone's so much hotter here. But I mean, with like all these wannabe actors and actresses are over here, like they want to be hot, they want to be cut, they want to be skinny basically, and all these like skinny models that they see on TV, they want to be like them. So I mean, it's hard to do. I mean, it just makes a lot of girls like in high school where I am. Makes a lot of them like insecure, like they want to lose that extra 10 pounds or whatever it is.
Yeah, and it's real tough on them. Yeah, like you can walk through, if you're in, let's say you're in, Alabama, and you're 5'6", 165 pounds, you're not the fattest chick on the block.
You're not.
There's other fatter chicks.
Yeah.
But if you're out here at 5'6", 165, you're going to pass somebody every couple minutes who's in better shape than you are.
Every second.
But I think that's what it is. I think I'm onto something here. When you drive over Coldwater Canyon, you see homes you're not going to be able to afford and cars in those driveways you can't afford. And then when you get out of your car and you walk around the Beverly Center, you see people who are better looking than you, and you'll never be that good looking. You see people with more money, with better looks, who are taller, who are slimmer, and you see this all day long.
So then move.
And it drives people crazy.
I would say then move. If it drives you crazy like that, then move to a smaller town or a different community where the difference between you and all of those other people is not going to be so pronounced, and you'll be mentally healthier.
Aha. Here's why you don't. Because all the guys are in this town, or a lot of the guys, are really insecure about themselves. So if you are, a moderately decent-looking guy and you have self-confidence, you can run this town as far as women go. All women are looking for is a guy with some self-confidence. And they will, they'll disregard looks a lot of the time, cash a lot of the time. They don't want some pansy guy, walking around asking for their opinion on everything. They want a guy to take charge, and they also want a guy who's secure about himself. So buck up, guys. Just act like you're secure if you're not. Get a lot of chicks. Jerry Wischowski gets chicks.
Do you do this when you do your Learning Annex?
Not chicks.
When you do the deal you do at the Learning Annex, is this part of what you cover?
Yes. I tell guys, even if you're insecure, act like you're secure. Yeah. Especially around me.
What is it?
Because I have no patience for insecure guys.
What is the cost per head for
29 bucks.
Oh, 20, well, that's worth it. That's worth it.
And you get your money back if you fall asleep. All right, let's talk to Gilbert in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM. What's the problem with these insecure people here, dude?
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Listen, I have a theory here. There's a lot of people here that reside in the L.A. area that come from other parts of this country and other parts of the world. And they don't have the network of family and friend members that's 2, 3, 4 generations long that you have in other parts of the country, like, say, New York, the East Coast.
Right, sure.
And a lot of that contributes to these insecurities that you're discussing because of that lack of network.
Right. Well, I can tell you, having grown up in the East on Staten Island in New York, New York City is full of neighborhoods. When I mean neighborhoods, I mean really neighborhoods, like 5-block neighborhoods where everybody knows everybody. And, you know, my mom and dad wouldn't have to worry if my brother and I weren't home at 6 o'clock at night. They knew we were at somebody's house in the neighborhood who was feeding us dinner or taking good care of us, who would call at any minute to say that we were there. When you lose that sense of community and that sense of neighborhood and you move to Southern California or another place where you know nobody, that can be really scary.
Dan, I think you're right. All right, Gilbert, we thank you for calling, buddy. All right, Los Angeles, the home of the most insecure people on the planet. And we're talking about a few reasons why that is. If you'd like to chime in, you can do so. It's talk radio. Rely on your calls as well as our opinions. It's the way it works around here.
Wow, I really like it when you...
Thank you very much. Define the obvious. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, man.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Los Angeles is home of the most insecure people on the planet. And why is that? How come that is? How come you go to other towns and you get people who are more secure than people out here?
Because other towns, the industry...
What is it?
Well, I think, Tim, the industry that rules other towns, the industry that sustains other towns has a lot less to do with how you look and how you sound and what your talents may or may not be.
Oh, I see. All right.
So when you come here, if you are deemed by the powers that be talentless, you're radically insecure from that moment on.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people who are not in show business, and they're getting hammered as well, you know? There's just like a real crazy level. I think it might be something in the water or the air. I think it's physical.
Well,
I don't think it's so much psychological.
What would you like to commission first, a study of the air or water?
Both. Jacob in Phoenix, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, dude?
How's it going, guys? How are you doing?
All right.
Well, I got to tell you, I am a man who just moved from Phoenix, Arizona to here. I've been here for...
All right.
I lived here 4 years ago, and now I'm back for 2 weeks. And I got to tell you, I got a new Mazda SUV, and I'm driving down the street. And as soon as I got to town, I'm like... You know, everyone here drives a Mercedes. Everyone has a BMW. You go to the gay bars. And I'm a good-looking guy. And, you know, in Phoenix, I did okay in terms of getting attention. But going to an L.A. gay bar and a Phoenix gay bar is like night and day. It's a tighter shirt. It's more fitted. It's, you know, you're very well manicured. And straight guys here, I got to say, are very well manicured. They take care of themselves. And it is an image. And
you know, you mistake some straight guys here for gay guys.
Absolutely, because it's the look. Like, you know, I look around and these guys take a shower and they make themselves look messy, but their eyebrows are manicured, their fingernails are manicured.
Oh, I see, right.
And you are, forgive me, you're a gay man?
Yes.
Born and raised, or you come out of the closet later on?
No, I did the whole college thing. I was a fraternity guy. If I knew all, you know, these people who say they're bi, you're one or the other. You can say you're something else, but...
Right.
So how many chicks
did you have before you went with the fellas?
5, and it was like doing shots of Jack Daniels. I'm thinking about Top Gun. Yeah.
So you did. How many guys have you done compared to the 5 chicks you've done?
Yeah, we're a little bit more on the guy part than the girl part.
Good for you.
Now, are you the aggressor or are you the...
I'm the aggressor. But here's the thing. You come to L.A. and every insecurity that everyone has about themselves, they're straight. It totally works because the image here is different. And, you know, and I now have to... And I got to say, my eating habits have changed in the last 2 weeks. I started going to the gym a little bit more than I used to. I got my eyebrows done because I have to look a certain way better than I did before. And so there's pressure. So, you know, for people who say there's a certain image, absolutely. And straight guys do the same thing here. So, you know.
What's your type?
Dark hair, dark eyes, but masculine. I don't like, you know, to each his own, that's great. But guys who lisp it up and, you know, act all semi, that's just not my thing.
Do you have a height requirement?
No, not really.
Oh, excellent. Hold on 1 second. All right, Jerry. I asked for you. I got him warmed up. Now you close the deal.
Yeah, though. He got you that far, Jerry.
Jesus Christ, I got to do all the work around here? All right, let's talk to Mike. Mike in Encino, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Why is everyone so insecure out here, my brother?
Hey, I just had a question for Brian. Quick.
Okay.
Are you drunk, Brian? You've been drinking?
Have I been drinking?
Doesn't smell like it, yeah. No.
No, sir, I have not been drinking.
You sound pretty drunk, man.
Do I sound drunk, Tim?
No, not any more than you normally sound.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. No, you can smell my breath. I have not been drinking at all.
I'll take your word for it.
What in the world? What in the world kind of comment is that? I'm drinking Coca-Cola
and rum.
Yeah, and rum. You want to come and smell my styrofoam cup to see if there's anything in there?
No, Mike, he's not Buzz. What's your...
Tim, I want to put this to bed right away. You see me here at the station. You've seen me for the last couple of hours. At any point in the last several hours while you were having personal interaction with me, did you begin to think even for a moment that I was drunk?
No, not at all.
Thank you.
All right. But why would you say that, Mike?
I don't know, man. He sounds...
Get out of here, dude, please.
Guys,
all right, let's talk to Jacob in Phoenix. You're on 97.1. I'm sorry. Talk to that dude. Lisa in Pasadena. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, baby?
Well, I moved out here from Illinois about 6 years ago, and I think people are more insecure just because it's more superficial out here, and there are higher standards in terms of what you should be driving and what you should be wearing and so on and so forth. Like, I drive an old beat-up car, and I've pretty much driven beaters all my life, and I never felt bad about it until I moved here.
Right. Now, when you dress up, you go out. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 30. Just turned 30.
Okay, 30. Now, when you go out with guys or a bunch of chicks, and you get dressed up, and you have, like, an expensive purse, I imagine you own some expensive stuff, right?
Not really.
But
maybe a couple things, but yeah,
all right, well, let's say
really.
A couple of things. When you dress up, do you dress up to impress men or to impress women?
Really both.
Yeah, see,
I guess
isn't that
people
weird?
In general.
No, chicks do that.
Yeah. Guys never do that. Guys never dress up to impress other guys.
Right, chicks do.
Or at least I don't think so.
No, you're right. Chicks do dress up to impress other chicks.
I mean, look at Gina Gradin here, who she's got... like, I don't know, $308.90 in her bank or savings account. She's walking around with a purse that's worth a grand. Now, is that to impress other chicks, or is that to impress dudes?
That's definitely chicks, because dudes don't know anything about, you know, like, what Burberry, what is that? Like a strawberry? Like, they don't know what that is. Girls know.
But a girl got you that purse.
Yeah, a friend of mine bought it for me.
And it's worth $1,000.
Yeah. It's worth more than every single thing in it combined, including my credit card and debit card.
But you carry it around, and when chicks look at it, you're like, hey, look what I got, baby.
I play it off like you wouldn't believe. They're like, oh, my God, is that Barbie that's beautiful? Oh, yeah, no, a friend got for me. Yeah, thank you. No, thanks.
See, that's how girls are. Guys would never do that.
I know. That's why you never see, like, a guy has his wallet in his pocket. You never know what kind of wallet he's got. That's why nobody buys an expensive one. But girls will spend $3,000-$4,000 on a purse to show other chicks, hey, look what I got. I got money. F you.
Unbelievable.
Calling each other names.
Just another difference between the sexes.
Exactly. All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. When we come back, we have news with Robin. But before that, the top 10 list, and I heard it before the show. It's hysterical. The David Letterman top 10 list. Then news with Robin. And then at 10 o'clock tonight, Stump the Monkey for Money. Stump the Monkey for Money. Sam Simon bringing in the Brinks truck. And we might play a little Stump the Monkey, and Malibu Dan may go home with some cash.
All right.
It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.